This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're going to talk about your refrigerator. It could cause an argument, maybe even in here. I don't know. It can definitely cause one at home, and I'll get to that in just a second. But Facebook, you know, is kind of like a refrigerator. When you're bored, you keep going and closing it and opening it just to see if there's anything good in it. You ever notice that? Don't check my Facebook page. See if there's anything good in here.
The thing is, I can name everything in my fridge right now because there's hardly anything but condiments, but I still go open and look around.
Well, you are organized, and that's what I want to get to. There's a term called fridgescaping, too, which is really weird. I got some pictures I'll share with the class coming up in just a second. Blew me away what people are doing with their refrigerators.
All right.
Okay, so when it comes to refrigerators, they do cause arguments because couples, they get together, they get married, and before you know it, you know, they're going to the refrigerator. One of them's like, I'm going to put some half and half in my coffee this morning. They get there, and there's no half and half. It's just the carton that's in there. It's the refrigerator habits that cause arguments.
Or it's literally the last sip of milk. And it's like, why didn't you just drink that?
Yeah.
That's not what my wife and I argue about.
Okay.
I went into the fridge the other day. I've always had the right-hand vegetable drawer to put my sodas in.
Uh-huh.
It'll hold almost a case of sodas.
Right.
She started putting bread and stuff in there. I'm like, this was my section. This is the only part of the fridge that was mine, and she's taking it.
Don't take. That's kind of like your chair. That's my favorite chair.
It's like my closet, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, she's taking over the closet.
She's taking parts of my closet, but I'm like, listen, all I get is this one drawer. It's mine.
Uh-huh. Well, and when it comes to the organization, 20% of people said they never clean the inside of their refrigerator, and the other 80% discovered that you can't see the mold if you just turn that light bulb off in your refrigerator.
Now, I have to say, we clean our refrigerator about once every month because that's when we spill something in it, and then you don't have a choice.
Right. I feel proud when I clean my refrigerator because you get in there, it looks great after you clean it up. Like, I'm sure yours doesn't get dirty, Kato, but when you got kids and stuff, and like Tom said, you spill stuff.
I understand.
And then you got to take the whole glass part of it out it out. Yeah, and take everything off the shelf. It's a process.
At least you don't have to take the fridge out back and squirt it off with the hose.
The best thing to make sure it doesn't let all the cold air out is just to get in and clean it from the inside.
Like you do when you're in the shower.
Yeah.
That is not safe. Okay.
True. You need to have someone outside that can open the door for you.
Right. Okay. So when it comes to your refrigerator, are you well organized like Kato and have everything lined up like you're at the grocery store?
With labels facing forward.
21% of people are very organized, Kato. Only 21%.
Yeah, minority.
Yeah. 49% somewhat organized. And then 19% said not very organized. And then 6% not at all organized.
Well, I've seen like some friends and even my mom's fridge. You can't be organized if it's slap full.
Yeah, I agree.
Because my mom don't even know what's in the back of her fridge. I found some chicken from last week. I didn't even know it was back there.
I wouldn't eat that.
I do not like to keep the leftovers in there. And because after
don't leave them out.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, I don't like to keep leftovers, period, really, unless I really like the stuff, because you do forget about it.
That's my meals.
It's in the very back of the refrigerator. Yeah. You open it up 9 months later and like, what was that?
No, my biggest pet peeve in life is food waste. It drives me insane, so I save everything and try to eat it all before it goes bad.
Yeah, the tricks don't put it in the back, Hawk. If it's in the front, you see it every time you open it, and you're like, oh, I've got this to eat.
And make you feel guilty that you're not eating that.
Yes, well, you have to schedule it.
As you scoot that leftover aside, and you're like, ah, yes, something brand new.
There's a new pack of hot dogs back here.
I'll spend a weekend with friends, and there's meals every night. Well, when I leave to come home, I will pack up whatever's left over that they don't want.
Yeah.
And I put it in my fridge in order that I have to eat it. The first one made, I got to eat that first, second one, then the third one.
Well, there's a term called fridge-scaping. Now, when I thought of fridge-scaping, I thought, well, maybe they're decorating the outside of their fridge with their kids' artwork and the magnets and all that stuff.
Oh, I took it different.
Or maybe they're putting, like, you know how they have the stickers that they put on the cars, the whole side of a car, to make it look different?
I assumed it was like manscaping, and they were shaving the hair off the stuff in the back.
Shaving the mold off the back. No, it's when you decorate the inside of your refrigerator. Here's a picture of one of them. It's like they got fancy bowls.
Oh.
Some of them even have like candles, those electronic candles lit in there.
That's just
like,
stupid.
You have no, I mean, it looks like it's in a Better Homes and Garden on the internet or something.
You pass me that picture. Yeah. I like that bowl.
I know. It's like they got fancy bowls in here. They got all the eggs organized. And they got pictures of their family. Look at that. There's
this
a picture.
This is just stupid.
Yes. They want to dress up the inside of their refrigerator.
These have got to be just either single people or couples.
Yes.
That don't
who
have
has
kids.
Room for this?
Exactly. I know.
Yeah. I'm barely able to get all the stuff I need in there.
Kato does.
Yeah, but this is for when you have your fridge friends come over and you expect them to open it going, wow, I don't have people over
that's
anymore.
That's not what I would say. I would be like, oh my God, this person's an idiot.
The pictures and stuff, definitely too far. But the pretty, like, vase kind of thing that they're using for drinks.
And to hold their carrots, too, and their celery.
I kind of like that stuff. I think it looks pretty.
That's useful.
You don't even see it. It's closed 90% of the time.
Yeah. Look how big that picture is in the very back. I'm like, that is a huge picture frame.
He's not saying picture, folks. He's saying
picture.
Photo picture.
Photo picture. Yeah. You can't even tell what that is. And the electronic lit candles. I'm not vibing with that. I'm like, I'll just stick with the light that I have in there.
Well, maybe their light burn out.
It could be.
And they needed more light.
That's pretty funny, Kato.
It is just really, it's like something you'd see on Pinterest.
It's stupid.
It really is. Yeah.
But sorry, Tori.
I think.
I said I'm not going to do a picture, but if you'll pass that to me, because I need that little jug thing that the carrots are in. That is so pretty.
But, yeah, and you know what? That'd be kind of fun to do at a party. Like, dress it up like this, or maybe just do it, even go reverse this and make it just so disgusting.
That's easy. I think what would be cool is to go ahead and freak people out and get the candles and a picture of your dead uncle and maybe a little small urn right there.
A little shrine to your dead uncle. Yeah.
You get those Halloween pictures where the eyes light up, so you open the door and it's glowing at you.
I'm all about the spooky fridge. I think that's kind of cool. That'd be cool to dress it up for the kids. But anyway, it's called fridge-scaping. Nothing like what Tom described about manscaping. Don't do that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And we're going to play the Family Feud You Pick game here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Always a lot of fun. It's funny.
Yeah.
You get mad at each other every once in a while because the answers are so crazy. So we have Jordan Hudson from Greer on the line right now to try to win these Megan Trainor tickets. It's going to be at the PNC Music Pavilion. It's going to be September the 15th, coming up here in a week or two. And it's the Timeless Tour. How you doing there, Jordan?
Pretty good. How are y'all?
Good. Listen, we have surveyed 100 rednecks. Top answers on the board. I'm going to read a question. Our celebrities here on the Hawk and Tom Show will ding in.
Ding.
Ding.
Once they ding in, they can give you your answer, and you can choose one of their answers, or if you want, you can go off on your own. If you get at least two of these right, we'll send you to the Megan Trainor concert absolutely free, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here we go. First question, 100 people surveyed. Name a sport that women are better at than men.
Ding.
Ding.
All right. Tom, a sport that women are better at than men.
House cleaning.
That's not a sport, Tom. I cannot take that.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to say women are bendier than men. I'll say gymnastics.
Gymnastics. All right. That's a good answer.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm good at this.
Yeah. You know, Tori gave you the stank eye when you said that.
Did she?
Yes. I was looking at him because he laughed so hard he knocked his own glasses off his face. And I've never seen that before.
Just readers.
He thinks he's funny.
I'm pretty funny.
A sport that women are better at than men, Tori.
Tennis?
A good answer.
Tennis, that's a good answer. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? If I were to play against Serena or Venus or whatever.
Pluto or Saturn.
Oh, bless.
I know Serena.
And Venus.
Is it? Okay. Man, you make us all look bad.
I know. Kato.
Coming now, I know you. Some people think it's not a sport, but cheerleading?
Good answer.
That's an intense sport.
I'll write that down.
So it must not be a sport.
Well, guys are good at that one, too. Like, I mean, you know.
Still think women are better at it than men.
Yeah.
And Tori, you were a cheerleader, weren't you?
Well, something like that. Yeah.
Because you said you're at the bottom of the pyramid. You're like the anchor,
base.
Anchor girl. Hey, it's all about the base,
And I held it down. She never fell.
Okay, Jordan, here we go. You name a sport that women are better at than men. Gymnastics, Tom said that. Tennis, also cheerleading. You can go with one of those answers or go off on your own.
I'll go with the gymnastics.
There you go. That's a good one. Gymnastics. Good, that is on here. Tennis number two. Softball was mentioned.
I almost said that.
Volleyball.
I saw the softball pitching the girls do underhanded. I'm like, man, that'd scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball mentioned, Tom. House cleaning was not, just to let you know.
What about auto racing?
No. Ice skating and also synchronized swimming, which I saw that in the Olympics.
I can't. I always thought they were standing on the bottom.
Listen, they were incredible.
Yeah.
But the way they have changed it up with the synchronized swimming, it ain't what it used to be.
I don't know. I think it's used to be pretty cool, too. It's just a cool sport.
But did you see this time?
I did. It was awesome.
All right, here we go. Give me a word that rhymes with spice.
Ding.
Ding.
You have to pause on that one.
I had to think.
All right, Tori, give me a word that rhymes with spice.
Rice.
Good answer.
All right, there you go. All right, you think about cooking right now, I guess.
I'm hungry.
All right. Give me a word that rhymes with spice, Tom.
Surprise.
Y'all laugh. Y'all encourage it.
I almost knocked my glasses off. That actually was funny.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
Kind of rhymes.
That's a good one right there, man. I'm going to steal that one. All right, Kato, give me a word that rhymes with spice.
Dice.
Dice.
Good answer.
All right, dice. There we go. Give me a word that rhymes with spice. Kato said dice. Tori said rice. Tom said surprise.
Surprise.
You can choose one of their answers or go off on your own.
I'll pick Tori's rice.
Oh.
No! I'm sorry.
Rice was number two.
Oh,
you guys didn't think about the number one. Nice.
Anybody think about that? My next thought was lice.
I didn't think of lice, too.
not nice in this room?
No,
that's not what we think about.
That's
sorry.
The number one answer. Sorry. Okay, you got to get this one right. On, okay, Jordan, this. Here we go.
Okay.
Name something that starts with the word flip.
What?
Flip. Name something that starts with the word flip.
Ding.
Ding.
All right, so Tori, you can go first. This is something that starts with the word flip.
Flipped out? Is that even a
ding?
Who comes up with these?
Flipped out. Okay.
Good answer.
He's writing it in, Jordan. Don't go with that one.
That's so funny. He's like, what if you're on the Family Feud? Like, okay, that's okay. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts clapping.
I love when they do that. And then they're like, it's up there.
Who was the next with their dinger? All right, Kato.
I was.
Something that starts with that's a hard question.
Yes.
Something that starts with the word flip.
Flip phone.
Oh, flip good phone. Answer.
All right, there you go. That's a good answer. Tom.
Why are you writing it down?
I have the number one answer.
Do you?
I have the number one answer.
All right, name something that starts with the word flip.
Flip flop.
Flip flops.
Oh,
number one answer guaranteed. Go with it.
That's good.
So here we go. Jordan, got to get this one right. Name something that starts with the word flip. Didn't mean for it to be a hard question,
that
but we got flipped out or flip out. Tori.
Don't go with that one, Jordan.
Flip phone, and also you got flip flop. So you can use one of the answers to go off on your own. One of them was really good.
Flip flop.
Flip flop. Yeah. There you go. Flip flop is on here.
One of them was really good. The other sucked.
No, flip phone was on here, Kato.
Was it?
Yeah, you got flip phone.
Flipped out wasn't there?
No,
weird.
You don't. Huh. You got flipping.
What?
Yeah.
Pancakes?
Flipper and what's a flip top? That's another one.
I don't know, but I thought of flipjacks, but that's wrong.
That's flapjacks. Yeah.
And then I thought of flipping off.
Don't you surprise me.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. Okay, Jordan, good news is we are going to give you tickets to go see Meghan Trainor. It's going to be at the PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte, September the 15th, okay?
Yay!
Yay!
Hold on the line. Kato will get all your information, all right? Thanks for hanging out with us on the Hawk and Tom Show this morning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We just got the, I guess they call them approval photos back for my daughter's school pictures. Uh-huh. I think a lot of people dealing with that right now.
Yeah.
And so you have the tough ethical dilemma of whether to steal them or actually pay for them. You know, a lot of people will even post the picture that has approval written across it on Facebook. And I would never go that far because you don't want to look like you're some kind of a cheapskate.
Saving money, Tom.
I will say this, though. I'm like, bring the packages down financially a little bit, because nowadays we got pictures all over the place of our kids all the time.
Yeah, those, like those companies pictures are struggling with that.
Yeah.
Well, some of those schools do spring and fall photos.
Yeah.
So then you're buying them twice throughout the year.
But like $80 for a package of like some wallet size that you don't even use anymore. You know, like just give us the digital picture and let us go ahead and print them.
Or the day they come home from school in that school outfit that they had their picture made, go in and take their picture somewhere else.
Hold still. Yeah. Let me just pull down this little.
Just take it in front of the school sign.
Well, that's the thing. So for us, it was $40 for what they call a low resolution photo suitable for social media. So that's one you can put on Facebook. It's big enough that it'll look good there.
Yeah.
Then it's $65 for one that is a digital photo that you could make prints from. So basically, they're wanting to get $65 from you because that's going to cover most of what you need. And then you could, if you want to buy those packages where they've got all, sometimes they'll send the printed pictures home with you. Then you're just supposed to be like honest and send them.
Yeah.
Well, you have to send them back, but you could put them on the scanner first if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I told my wife, I'm like, you know, even the $40, it just doesn't seem worth it anymore because we got a good camera.
Yeah.
We got like a Canon, nice, decent, you know, digital camera. And my wife takes pictures of my daughter and the band all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy how many pictures we have of them. I just don't know that we need the school photo anymore.
And Jamie's photos are always amazing. Like, she always seems to get Sam when she's candidly perfect.
That's because she takes 8,000 of them.
We do need those pictures, though. Because we need them in the yearbook. And you got the yearbook
picture. Well, that's going to happen automatically.
I know.
You don't have to buy it for it to be in there.
You don't, but you have to buy the yearbook.
My friend sent me the proofs of her kids this year.
Yeah.
And for one image file download and with print release, $40. Or you can get 2, 3, 5x5 prints and 4 wallets for $18. That's the only ones I can see.
There's
in the
a ton of packages. Not to knock these people that are actually making, you know, the pictures for us.
Yeah, thank you.
We're good.
I wasn't knocking anybody.
I'm just saying
I don't have a need for that anymore because everyone's got so many. Even your phone can take a decent picture if you get lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a digital camera and you can point and click with the automatic button on, you're eventually going to get a good picture of your kid.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's so much the actual photo or the editing that comes along with a lot of that.
I mean, nowadays, that's not even hard to do yourself. Like, most of the Photoshop programs have an automatic photo fix.
Yeah, but I've tried to use it, and it's not that easy.
Okay. Well, that's another thing, though, is the kids that are that age, they still look perfect anyway. They don't need that much of a filter. It's when you turn 35, you start needing a filter. High school kids look amazing.
Well, you know, it could take the pimples off, though.
You need fillers at that time, not filters.
But I will say, I don't personally think that I would do it now with as many. My wife also does the first day of school, last day of school every year.
Oh, that's good,
those
too.
Those turn out really good, uh-huh. And I think they do the job. Now, we did buy them for a while because my mom would always want them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of like, just send my mom one we took and she'll never know the difference.
Right. I do like the ones that they take every year in the same place, and then they morph them into the grown-up adult.
Yeah,
looks like
pretty
they,
cool.
It's almost like they just watered their kid.
Saw a video the dad did of his daughter the first day of each school year, and he asked her the same questions like, you know, what grade are you going in? What do you want to be when you grow up? And it's funny
how... She would have learned her answers after a while.
But it's funny how her answers changed, apparently, especially on what she wanted to be when she grew up.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you want to be a princess or an astronaut when you're five.
Yeah. Well, you could still be a princess.
I wanted to be a brain surgeon, so...
Wow, we're glad you decided not to do that.
Did you really?
I think I could have done that head transplant.
She for years said that there's a head transplant.
No, but I really did. I thought that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
My grandma was a nurse, and every time she'd come home, I'm like, tell me about the blood and guts. And now if I get a paper cut, I'm out.
Yeah. I wanted to be the thing I despise the most now.
What?
I wanted to be the thing I despise the most now. Whoa. I wanted to be a lawyer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And no offense if you're a lawyer. I just think the world would be a better place without any lawyers. But I respect what you do.
Well, you're good at arguing and, you know.
I love lawyers.
Negotiating and all that
why?
Stuff.
Why?
Because I might need one day.
Yeah. Well, you know why you'll need one? Because another one came after you.
Because I probably said, y'all watch this.
I will say that I go back and look at some of my school pictures, and I'm thinking, what did my mom think put me in that shirt? Or my hair was not combed and then mom's like, oh, I forgot it was picture day.
I asked my mom not too long ago, I said, did you ever brush my hair? You did hair, and every one of my elementary school pictures, my hair standing up.
Yeah. Well, hey, well, part of your quarter after laughter, we have Kelsey Cook here. She has a funny take about school pictures.
I got coffee with a friend recently, and she told me that she's trying to be a better person. I was like, oh, that's nice. What do you have been doing? She goes, well, I'm taking less selfies. Oh, take it easy, Mother Teresa. Say some of the Lord's work for the rest of us. Everyone says we're so self-absorbed now with our selfies, but I think we were way worse before then, because at one point we were all in school and we all had school picture day, and then we ordered physical copies of photos of ourselves and gave them to people. Narcissistic sociopaths. Can you imagine doing that now as an adult? Just going up to a coworker unprompted, like, I signed it.
You would sign the back of your pictures and give it to your friends.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.